Laschke, and Woody Page making an appearance with us. Where you been, Woody? I've been right here. I haven't moved in 2 months. This is Woody's first SportsCenter edition of Around the Horn, and I don't have a mute button on the SportsCenter edition. May God have mercy on all our souls. Let's go. The first word, Andy Dalton, released by the Cincinnati Bengals today, as expected by some, at least. And it's come to our attention the New England Patriots might have an opening at the quarterback position, so let's go around that horn. Dalton is available. Cam Newton has been available for over a month. Currently on roster, Jarrett Stidham, Brian Hoyer, and Bill Belichick's dog. Sarah Spade, you've got 30 seconds to convince Belichick on Dalton, or maybe Newton, or sticking with Stidham and Hoyer and Nike the dog. Go ahead.
I got no problems with sticking with Nike the dog, that's for sure. It's obviously a risk to go with Jarrett Stidham, who's as unproven as he is, backed up by Brian Hoyer. But I don't think that there's that much of a difference between Hoyer and Dalton right now, who has been seriously slipping in recent years. I also think financially, it's just not reasonable to expect the Patriots to go out and get these names that people keep saying. They have $1.7 million in cap space right now, and Andy Dalton was set to earn a base of $17.5 million this year. Cam Newton's coming off a 20 mil a year average salary. They might want to take a Jameis Winston deal, but I sincerely doubt it. And I think the Patriots want to show you that they can draft at this position the way they have recently and that they're going to be fine. And if it goes terribly wrong, guess where they'll be sitting next year with some pretty nice quarterbacks on that draft market.
Resident capologist Sarah Spain. Bill Plaschke, what do you tell Belichick? How do you advise him?
I can't see Belichick tanking for a draft pick at all. I see them desperately needing a backup quarterback. Dalton's not the answer. He's another Hoyer. But I think Cam Newton's the answer. I don't understand. I still don't understand why they don't talk to Cam Newton. They can bring him in there. Yes, it'll be for a Jameis Winston type of make-good contract, a lot less money than what Newton's making. But it's a lot more than he's making right now in the open market. And he'll have a chance and time to rehab his body. He'll have a chance to rehab his image. He can chance to work in the Patriot way, work with Josh McDaniel. So I think it's a win-win to get Cam Newton in there. That's the answer to them.
You think you can make the money work in New England with just that $1.5 million in cap space? Interesting. Woody Page, now here's your big chance. What are you telling Bill Belichick?
Well, I'm telling these two panelists who are esteemed that they're both wrong. Okay. We're looking at it from the standpoint of the Patriots. I'd rather look at it from the standpoint of the two quarterbacks. Why in the world would they want to go to New England and be third string or second string and really have to compete for a starting spot? Why don't you, if you're Andy Dalton or Cam Newton, you don't have to take $1.7 million. You could actually wait. We know that they're going to be starting quarterbacks in the league. They're going to get hurt. And they could be brought into camp halfway through or start the season. Don't you think that based on the history of the NFL, that guys get hurt, backups and starters, and I would just hold my ground if I'm one of them or both of them and say, I'm going to get a chance. They're going to have to pay me my money, too.
Seen a lot of talk about Dalton,
so what does New England
Jacksonville
do?
As a possible destination because you have a history with Jay Gruden, who's the OC there. But what does New England do, Woody? You got to answer the question here.
What does New England do? They stick with what they got. Okay. Then they look around during the course of the training camp, find somebody that is cut by a team. We're still
Cam
seeing
Newton.
Guys cut. These teams
Cam
cut
Newton.
Everybody.
You know what? As they always say in Law and Order, the judge, I'll allow it. Woody Page, I'll allow your answer. You know, you beg to disagree, but begging disagrees with you. You're going to get the points, and we'll move on. Buy or sell. Here we go. Gronk says now... He was joking then when he said he got the Buccaneers playbook 2 weeks before actually joining the team. Woody, I'll start with you around the horn. Which Gronk do you believe, now or then?
I'm believing the latest Gronk. I think that he was joking to a group of people, just like the three of us joke when someone asks us at a party when we could go to one. You know, what do you think of Tony Reality? We go,
all
well,
right, there's
the
no mute button. Okay, you're not going to get it. Okay.
That's exactly what he did. He got the playbook late. He's just having fun. That's what he does in life. That's what he does when he comes back to football.
Bill Plaschke.
Oh, what a surprise, Woody. Two players from America's most cheating franchise would cheat Of course he's not. He's telling the truth. Of course he got the playbook 4 weeks ago. That's when Brady signed. I'm sure Brady, the minute he signed, said, here's the playbook. What do you think? Come play with me. I don't think they should do anything about it. It seems very petty right now and irrelevant in the bigger picture. But let's don't be naive. Let's don't be naive.
All right.
They cheated. I'm sure he got the book.
Very petty now, Plaschke says. After saying it, announcing it with big neon letters. Okay. Sarah Spain, which one?
It still sounds petty.
Yeah, I mean, we do know that Gronk, right after Brady signed with Tampa Bay, started to have those calls, see if he wanted to join in. So it's not out of the question, particularly, as Bill points out, because this is America's cheatingest franchise. But
thank you.
I also think it's very possible he was joking. The setup was Sage Steele asking him, you know, Joe Burrow's got the playbook for the Bengals, but, you know, weeks before ever being drafted, has it memorized. And he said, well, I already know the Bucs playbook, and I wasn't even on the team yet. This sounds like a very Gronk thing. He also said, I hope it's made up of drawings so I know which the arrows point. Because Gronk, Gronk catch. Ha ha. I mean,
I tend to agree with you, Sarah. America's most cheating franchise. Are you trying to trademark that, Plaschke, or Spain? Is that?
Yeah.
Everybody knows it. It's truth.
Yeah. All right. Well, Spain's getting the point. Everybody knows Bill Plaschke's getting his picture taken. Freeze him.
No.
There you go.
Patriots cheaters.
Showdown time. Sarah Spain and Woody Page. Here we go. Brett Favre saying now, after talking to Aaron Rodgers, then he wouldn't be surprised if Rodgers wound up playing somewhere else other than the Packers after everything that's gone down this offseason and what it's put in motion. Everyone's all over this because it's just so juicy how it just kind of looks like it did 20 years ago with Favre and Rodgers. Sarah Spain, I'll ask you first. Do you believe this intrepid reporter Brett Favre with the scoop he has that Rodgers could leave?
I absolutely do. He said, I talked to him. I'm not going to say what we talked about, but I could see why he'd be very disappointed, and I think he's going to play somewhere else. Okay, Brett, well, I'm pretty sure that's probably what you talked about then. Not in the next 2 years. It's cost prohibitive for the team and for them, but between those two, that year after that, when they can get a look at Love and they can get cap space back for him, I think he goes elsewhere.
Woody Page?
Yes, Sarah, you're absolutely right, because who does end up with the same team in the entire career? Phillip Rivers? No. Tom Brady? No. Peyton Manning? No. So the greatest are moving on, so why wouldn't he move on? And I'm sure that Favre was the one pushing the scenario, saying, I think you need to go somewhere else, just like I did. Worked out where I almost went back to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I believe, as Sarah does, and you can give her the credit, but why don't you give us each half. I would like a half.
What, you want a half a win? Is that what you want, Sarah Spain?
We're negotiating, Mitchell.
Sarah Spain, I'll take Woody's negotiating power here. You have 15 seconds of FaceTime. Here we go, Sarah. You get a half a win.
All right, 15 seconds of FaceTime. Has anybody seen this Beyonce Megan Thee Stallion remix? How is this dropping when we can't go anywhere and celebrate and dance together to it? I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to blast it and dance by myself to it.
All right, and that's 15 seconds. And now, Woody Page, you talked yourself into a half a win. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody's criticizing Brady and even Gronk, but let's give some credit to Tom Brady. He was involved in the All-In Challenge, and there was an auction for either going to a workout with him or going out to dinner with him, and somebody bid $800,000. I think that was a grand accomplishment for Brady and for the bidder, if you will, and the charity.
Here we go. So now even
thank
more
you. It's good to be
for
back.
Our stat keeping here. Sarah Spain's got a half a win on our record. Woody's now up to what, a quarter of a win? This is just incredible.
How about 33% win?
We're on a 23-hour and 50-minute break. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I want to hear more about what you tell people at these parties about the host of this show.